Our left was safe, for that was by the ships, and the right was where we would be broken if we could not hold. "Shields!" I bellowed. And we touched shields again, for the Danes were coming, and I knew they would not hesitate in their attack. We were too few to frighten them. They would not need to work up courage for this battle. They would just come. And come they did. A thick line of men, shield to shield, new morning light touching axe heads and spear heads and swords. The spears and throwing axes came first, but in the front rank we crouched behind shields, and the second rank held their shields above ours, and the missiles thumped home, banging hard, but doing no injury. And then I heard the wild war shout of the Danes, felt a last flutter of fear, and then they were there. The thunder of shield hitting shield, my shield knocked back against my chest, shouts of rage, a spear between my ankles, wasp sting lunging forward and blocked by a shield, a scream to my left, an axe flailing overhead. I ducked, lunged again, hit shield again, pushed back with my own shield, twisted the sacks free, stamped on the spear, stabbed wasp sting over my shield into a bearded face, and he twisted away, blood filling his mouth from his torn cheek. I took a half pace forward, stabbed again, and a sword glanced off my helmet and thumped my shoulder. A man pulled me hard backward because I was ahead of our line, and the Danes were shouting, pushing, stabbing, and the first shield wall to break would be the shield wall to die. I knew Leofric was hard pressed on the right, but I had no time to look or help because the man with the torn cheek was thrashing at my shield with a short axe, trying to splinter it. I lowered the shield suddenly, spoiling his stroke, and slashed wasp sting at his face a second time. She grated on skull bone, drew blood, and I hammered his shield with my own. He staggered back, but was pushed forward by the men behind him. This time wasp sting took his throat, and he was bubbling blood and air from a slit gullet. He fell to his knees, and the man behind him slammed a spear forward that broke through my shield but stuck there, and the Danes were still heaving, but their own dying man obstructed them, and the spearman tripped on him. The man to my right chopped his shield edge onto his head, and I kicked him in the face, then slashed wasp sting down. A Dane pulled the spear from my shield, stabbed with it, and was cut down by the man on my left. More Danes came, and we were stepping back, bending back, because there were Danes in the marshland who were turning our right flank. But Leofric brought the men steadily around till our backs were to the burning ships. I could feel the heat of their burning, and I thought we must die here. We would die with swords in our hands and flames at our back, and I hacked frantically at a red-bearded Dane trying to shatter his shield. Ida, the man to my right, was on the ground, guts spilling through torn leather, and a Dane came at me from that side, and I flicked wasp sting at his face, ducked, took his axe blow on my breaking shield, shouted at the men behind to fill the gap, and stabbed wasp sting at the axeman's feet, slicing into an ankle. A spear took him in the side of the head, and I gave a great shout and heaved at the oncoming Danes. But there was no space to fight, no space to see, just a grunting mass of men hacking and stabbing and dying and bleeding. And then Odda came. The Elderman had waited till the Danes were crowded on the riverbank, waited till they were pushing one another in their eagerness to reach and to kill us. And then he launched his men across Sinwit's brow, and they came like thunder, with swords and axes and sickles and spears.